Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in iShopPurium.com. That's iShopPurium.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. Where do I start on this one? I don't even know where to start. So I'm just going to start from the beginning. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the human being that made the iHeartMedia platform become a reality for me. Now you can hear me on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeart. And I owe this to one human being, and I'm very, very grateful. But more than that human being, I owe this to you guys for listening to me for over 5 years on this podcast. This podcast began as a blog on atreve-t.com, which is my website, and all of the blogs are there. They will remain there untouched and forever and ever and ever. Amen. Even after I pass away, there is one human being that has all of my passwords, and we already discussed how to manage my media after I pass. So you guys are privy to that. So the blog turned into the podcast, and the podcast is turning into I don't know what. No limits, unlimited stuff is happening here. And thank you for listening. So it's a countdown to Mother's Day, and what does mom want? And I can talk from experience. You know, I really don't like it when people speak about parenting and they're not parents. You cannot speak. You can't. You can speak about what you've experienced. And when you are a parent, you know the fear. Once that child comes into the world, what you're facing, the unknown for another human being. It's like your heart on little legs with little arms, and you're on your knees begging for them to have greatness. So this is what this mom wants. This mom wants fun. Pampering. Okay, a new Louis Vuitton would be great. Maybe some new YSLs, you know, snakeskin, by the way. You know, it's so funny because I've always taught my son, if you don't have the money to give somebody a gift, which is fine because, come on, the prices out there are just cray-cray. Make them a handwritten note. You know, pick some flowers for them. Make them a great meal. Or you can log on to Revite and find out how you can win something for free. And today, my podcast is dedicated to moms. Single moms, married moms, moms with a lot of money, moms with no money, working moms, stay-at-home moms, dad moms. There's a lot of dads that act like moms. What it is not dedicated to is people that don't know what being a parent is like. There's a lot of people that play the role of parent and did not give birth. So this podcast is dedicated to parents. Since it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and since my podcast is on iHeart now, I've gotten a whole bunch of things to give to you, offer to you, and for this I am grateful, and you will be too. So here goes. Juveness Aesthetics in South Miami is offering the following. Now, if you guys are familiar with a Hollywood facial, then you know this is a steal. Extensions in your eyelash department is everywhere, okay? And so is PRP. However, not at these prices. So they've bundled up a package for the Hollywood facial, extensions and PRP session, one of each, okay? Bundled up into a package. And this combination saves you over $300. What you have to do is dial 305 4 855-725-7246 and ask for Melissa and tell her you want the mom package. Normally, this package is close to $1,000. Today, you can get it for $600. So if I were you, I would call Melissa right now and reserve your spot. Also, thank you to Margaritaville. I'm not a frequent flyer in the Hollywood area. As a matter of fact, if I've been there two times, it's a lot. I went to Margaritaville, and wow, what a party. I'm not much, I don't even know. Like, I gotta be honest with you. If I've heard Jimmy Buffett, I don't even know. I'm not a beer drinker, and Hollywood was new to me. What a treat. There were some beautiful homes. This location, the Margaritaville Hotel, is on the water. It's next door to like a little patio with Rocco's Pizza. And I assume that like a lot of kids have fun there and small concerts. It was fun. And I went to Landshark, a Landshark pub, and there was like a shark fin on top, and that was kind of neat. All the sharks. Your great white shark is right here. And it was so cool. I was treated to some great treatments at St. Summer Spa, thanks to Jamie. Jamie, I love you. And they're also offering today on my podcast a Supermom package for $315, and that's in Hollywood. 50-minute Swedish massage, ask for Ken, he's my new best friend, and a 50-minute vitamin C facial, and a 25-minute citrus manicure, all for $315. Plus, it's a great place. I mean, Jimmy Buffett pretty much signed every room in this place. It's so cool. They've got a great gym, and you know I'm a diehard gym rat. So I'm offering you two great packages, one in Miami, Florida, and one in Hollywood for your mom. But it doesn't stop there. No, the hits just keep on coming. H, my man from H&H Jewels here in Coconut Grove. Now, this is a real treat because since the podcast now is national, it's not just local here in Miami, Florida. And if you know me for years, you know that my podcast is homegrown, local love, and it's straight from my home. A lot of heart goes into this, and H has believed in me since the very beginning. And H carries great lines, plus he designs jewelry 24/7, self-proclaimed nonstop worker. Much respect for H and his staff in Coconut Grove. This is what they're offering moms. A beautiful John Hardy bracelet with the value of $250. You could win this, and I'll tell you how. Here are the rules. Listen carefully. Follow HH Jewels. Follow Revite. Make a video telling us why your choice of mom should win this, okay? Post it either on Insta, Facebook, or Twitter, okay? Tag the two companies, okay? And that's it. That's it. You're in it. You're in it. And in order to win it, you got to be in it. It's free. So this is my advice to people competing in these types of contests. Follow the rules and be creative. You must follow and tag both accounts, make a video for the mom of your choice, and here's my advice, my personal advice, be creative. In the end, very soon, computers are going to take over. The people that are going to remain making money are the creatives. So be creative. I wish you the best of luck. The winner will be chosen Friday the 10th at noon, and the winning video will be reposted on H&H and Revite. I wish you the best of luck. Roman, if you're listening, be creative. I love John Hardy. So thanks, H, for supporting me and for supporting moms out there. That is very cool of you. The Mace Workshop, and I believe it's Grant's fifth Mace Workshop. Now, I'm a steel mace specialist, certified by Onnit in Austin, Texas. However, Grant Weeditz is a master trainer here in Miami, Florida. In my opinion, he's the best steel mace handler ever. I've never seen anyone handle a mace like him. And I know a lot of good ones, but the way he does it is instrumental because you can understand it. I can understand it. Anybody can learn like this. It's $149 for his Mace Workshop on Saturday the 11th at 1 o'clock at Anatomy at 1220. And for non-members, for non-members, it's $149. And for members, it's $119. I will be there. I want to shake your hand. Anybody who steps up to the plate to handle a mace is my friend automatically. It's a real workout. this isn't isolating. You don't do one little lift and then, oh, I'm a Mace specialist. No, good luck. Do it for 4 hours and then I'll shake your hand. I'm on my 38th day of the 28th day of the 40-day challenge. I've lost 12 pounds. That was not the goal. The goal was to sleep better. Guess what? For the past 3 nights, I've been sleeping like a baby. So it did work. Side benefit is I lost the 12 pounds. My skin is glowing. Glyphosate is being killed. Bad parasites are being flushed out. And it's all because of iShopPurium.com. Revite 10 will save you some money. But they gave me a whole stack of $50 coupons. So if you're interested in this, DM me and I will send you your card. And you can also be on the journey of weight loss, better sleep, better muscle oxygenation, killing glyphosate, which we all have inside of our bodies. So there's another gift you can give your mom. Parenting, highest privilege in the world. Also the most awesome responsibility you'll ever be granted. It's a countdown to Mom's Day. Of course, it's a countdown to gifts. It's a countdown to love and fun and brunch and all that good stuff. But parenting is serious business. Really, for me, this week is a countdown to see my son's eyes again. I cannot wait to wrap my arms around that young man. I'm so proud of my baby boy. It's when people have babies, there's no guide. There's no dictionary. There's no book. It's pretty much instinctual. You go based on what you know, your own experience, and what you saw in your own growing up, what you experienced from your neighbors, in your own home, from other family members. Parenting is a journey. It's a delicious journey, but it's not easy by any means. And moms get a bad rap. I have been a room parent, not only for my own son, but for my stepson as well. And it's, man, have you ever been to a school? Boy, you think running this country is difficult. Try running a grade school. I mean, it's not easy. Every time your child gets sick, you know, you turn into Shirley MacLaine running to the hospital with a child in your arms. It's a job, man. And sometimes it's a thankless job. So this Sunday is your opportunity to recognize everything your mom or the person that played mom in your life did for you. So I want you to have the best to give your parent, your mom. And I've already given you like 5 great ways to thank your mom. But if these are still too much for you, you can do a handwritten card and pick some flowers and make them their favorite meal. And that's all free. Parenting is never ending. Doesn't matter how old your kid is. It doesn't. I'm realizing that because my son is, well, he's a little bit over 19 now. And yeah, it changes. The fears, the worries, the concerns, they change, but they're constantly there. I was reading this week. Really, if you go into my social media life, which really was born 7 years ago. I was anti-social media before that, believe it or not. And that's kind of funny. But I realized that this is a brand consumer tool to make money. Now, if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, then you're just high. But I realized last week that I actually made a great parenting choice where social media was concerned for my son. I'm not a big advocate in giving children devices until they're teenagers because they needed to communicate, even still with boundaries. So my son was not afforded a great, great phone. He was afforded an emergency phone. It was really cute. It looked like a little Martian. To call his mom, his dad, and the police. That's it. There was no texting. There was no indecent proposals. There were no predators. God knows there's predators out there on social media, allowed to reach my son. I'm not a big believer in posting my son. I think if he wants to, and I'm always governing him and watching him to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes because, you know, media can come back to bite you. And he's a young man. So I was researching all of this stuff when I was thinking about parenting and how different parenting is now as to where it was 20 years ago. And now this statistic blew me away, and I had to just stop reading because it kind of put me in a negative place. And if you understand me, you know that I choose not to engage in negativity. It's just a choice I make every day. Just like I choose to be happy, it's a choice I make every day. It's not easy to make this choice, by the way. But here's the statistic that made me close down my computer. A YouTube star, okay, who's 15 years old, like he had a great amount of followers, I'm talking in the millions, was arrested last week because of child pornography abuse. What he was doing was in the DM, he was targeting children to send him naked pictures. This child pornography thing, okay, gets more hits on a daily basis than Amazon, Netflix, and Twitter put together a day. When I read that, I got so upset that I just stopped researching. That's another level of concern that parents have to face now, which would make me think, I don't want to have another kid. Now, things are so, so different. Thank God I didn't have to deal with that when my son was young. Because he's still a little baby. You know, he's a college student. I mean, college students are kids. And if you don't look at them that way, then there's something wrong with you. College students are children too. So that kind of just threw me off. And guess where I started reading this stuff? On Twitter. So, you know, it's a tough role parenting, especially now with the media. The heat is on, and it's on me. And I'll tell you why. I'm on three platforms. Who would have thunk that a girl like me would have ended up on a podcast? Yeah, I mean, I guess it's in my blood, but I never expected you, the listener. I never expected that. And I don't know how to thank you. I just don't know how to thank you. I don't know what this is evolving into, but thanks for coming with me for this delicious ride. So this past week, so much stuff happened. Function came to Miami, and I was involved for the third year in a row. And thank you, Function, for including me in such a movement here in Miami, Florida. Grant. I got to finally put Grant in the light, because I have to tell you, beyond health, there's so much wisdom to how you practice fitness. I can go on about this for days, because there's a difference between going to a gym and checking everybody out in their yoga pants and having a drink and texting on your phone and lifting three times heavy weight. To me, that's not fitness. A lifestyle is fitness. How you treat other people is fitness. How you lead your life, your honesty levels, that's fitness. You cannot be fit in one way and not in another, because that's just fraud. Either you are fit across the board or you're just playing. So Function does this. They incorporate all aspects of fitness, and I believe that's why they call it Function. Now, they're coming back for Miami Swim Week, and you know I'm going to be front row center for that, because it's just an awesome movement. They come from New York, and they come with a great concept, and thank you for coming to Miami. The design district was lit for 72 hours. And I got to go to the flight club. I got to hang out at Swan. I got to eat at Swan, which maybe wasn't the best choice because delicious stuff at Swan. I stuck to my diet, though, for the weekend, which was a little difficult because it was also Cinco de Mayo. Ole, la cucaracha. I'm not Mexican, but I've been called Mexican. And I had a blast. This Cinco de Mayo, really, I started by saluting the sun in the heart of Palm Court, and we practiced for Venezuela. And if you practice yoga, you know that you set the intention. And usually it's a personal intention, but this one was a community intention where you actually had to pay money. And we all flowed for the betterment of Venezuela. I don't care how much money we raised that day. I really don't. I care that the people in Venezuela know that some foreigners came together in Miami, Florida on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and practiced for them. thought about them, really sent an intention, a good vibe, good energy for them. And that's what matters, is when somebody thinks about you. So Venezuela, we're thinking about you here in Miami, Florida. Thank you, Mimi, for great, great practice. Amparo experience. Okay, so I'm Cuban and proud to be Cuban. I've never stepped a foot in Cuba, and I won't until it's free of communism. It's a choice that I make. Of course, I can fly there. It's the number one destination in Canada for a great Caribbean vacation, which kills me because it's not the Cuba my parents were raised in. And yes, I'm dying to go to Cuba, but it's a matter of principle. And if you know me, you know that I will not budge, if it compromises principle. So the Amparo experience was a glimpse into different stuff about Cuba. It was very cool. The details were mind-blowing. I could only envision what my parents lived and the greatness of Cuba. You guys should go. I cannot tell you any more about the experience because it would be spoiling it for you. I don't know how long it's going to be here, so get your tickets. Very cool. Miami is the shit, bro. It sure is. And guess who has a jacket that says that? Now, the jacket looks like a dress on me, but okay, so does my Panthers jersey. I mean, I'm little, and I kind of like that look. Thank you very much for the jacket. I never expected a gift like that. I'm very grateful. And then, finally, I rode a bull. For years, I've been wanting to get on a bull. I'm glad I got on the bull now, because I'm the strongest I've ever been right now. And it was not easy. First, you had to deal with getting dizzy and at the same time engaging your entire body. Thankfully, everything I do is with my legs. And I was able to ride that bull, murder that bull. That bull did not ride me. I rode the bull. And I'm an alpha female, so it's really not shocking. But I was the only one that didn't fall, thank God, because I was on stage at the Soho House, ninth floor, and it was awesome. And another one, I'm all about firsts. And the fact that I can experience a first at almost 48 is kind of cool. Today at 11:30, you can see me and my scar being removed at 11:30 a.m. at Juveness Aesthetics on Instagram on their live, on their story. So it's not for the weak. Okay, so if you can't see blood and scars and all that, don't log on. But it's kind of cool because we all have something on our bodies that we want to remove. Thankfully, I don't have any tattoos that say ex-boyfriend or anything like that, so I don't need to remove that. But this scar I need to remove. It's, I mean, it used to be something I remembered with love. Now it's something I remember with, no, get this off me right now. I'm ready to part ways with this scar, and you can come with me and watch for yourself. Juveness Aesthetics on Instagram, their story. It goes live at 11:30 a.m. today. Good luck. I'm not going to watch it myself, but yeah, you can. This week, I will be going to Boca Raton. Okay, so last week I went to Hollywood. This week, I'm going to Boca. Who am I? I mean, I'm not into this driving thing. I certainly am into the Brightline. And thank God I made friends at the Brightline, and you should too. Select Class is my favorite. And I'm going to meet the Gastineau family for the first time. So cool. If you know the name Gastineau, you know football. And if you know his beautiful wife and his daughter, you know beauty. You know women's movement. You know elevating women. And I'm going to be part of that this week. I'm so excited to go to Boca. And I'm also more excited to meet the Gastineau women. Also, I will be meeting, shaking the hand of a new restaurant here in Coral Gables, my hometown, called Ad Lib. The star chef, Norman Van Aken, strikes again. It's so funny because he's also going to be at the Time Out Market on Drexel in Miami Beach this Wednesday, May 9th. And Time Out Market is a concept that is coming to Miami, Florida. This is the third time it comes here, and that's a lot of great venues under one roof. And so Time Out Market opens on Wednesday officially after a long time of climax, of building up. It's finally here. I can't wait to try it. And Ad Lib in Coral Gables. I promise you, I'll be telling you the truth on both. Mother's Day traditions for me and my son never change. Even with a divorce, I always get my son on Mother's Day and on my birthday. Thank God. By the way, my birthday's in July. And I'm so excited to honor our tradition because I had to skip Easter, like you know in my previous podcast, and it really sucked. Easter killed me. So I'm really excited for Mother's Day, and I'm really excited to see your video, Roman, for me. Although I can't win, I still want the video. Very special birthday. We're going to be celebrating this Friday, and I wanted to say happy birthday, Tiffany. Tiffany, I love you. Tiffany and Magda, forever, forever, forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for taking me to church. I can't wait to celebrate your birthday with you. Finally, on this Mother's Day special, I guess, my first podcast on iHeartMedia, I'm really glad that I'm dedicating it to mothers because it's something that I know well. Maybe the job I'm most proud of is being a mom because God knows I've had jobs. Boy, have I had jobs. Here's a stock tip. iHeartRadio. Kind of funny. iHeartRadio is doing very well in the stock market, and so is Apple, and so is Uber, and so is Lyft. I think it's important not to put all of your eggs in one basket, unless it's love that we're talking about. In that case, I'm a big advocate of putting all of your eggs in one basket, because if not, it's a fraud. And fraud and me, we don't get along. So, stock tip. iHeartRadio, Apple, Uber, and Lyft. Women can also trade. Women can also make money. And women can also be moms. So happy Mother's Day to all of the people listening to this podcast that have ever had a hand in raising a child. The contest, follow and tag the two accounts, Revite and H&H Jewels. Make bomb-ass video, okay? And you have the possibility of winning. The other spa packages that I talked about are only good through Mother's Day, so hurry up and take advantage of those. And that's it. Happy Mother's Day, and thanks for listening to my podcast. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people on LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters, and that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.